Jim, thanks a lot for making the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, good to be with you guys.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, this Super Bowl. I wouldn't say it's a jinx, but teams have an awful tough time going back. No one's won in back-to-back years since the Patriots in 04 and 05. And when you lose the Super Bowl the year before, some teams barely make the playoffs and some teams haven't made the playoffs. Do you see this as, is there a trend or is this just one of those fluky NFL things? We love Seattle and Denver. There's every chance those teams could make it back next year, or this season, I should say, from last season.
Well, I think they can. You're right on spot. I mean, when you look at the history, I know the year that we went to the Super Bowl, lost, and that we didn't make the playoffs the next year, I think that was the eighth straight year that the losing team didn't get back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain. I mean, it really is hard to explain. Sometimes the letdown, guys don't come back the same way or whatever it is, or you lose players because, you know, you might have a bunch of guys that are, you know, their contract's up and they moved on. But it's hard to explain, but it's true.
So for the Seattle Seahawks, a team that has really been kind of the darling of the NFL the last 18 months, how do they come back for an encore this season? Are they going to be as dominant as ever, or do you see a bit of a hangover possibility?
No, Pete Carroll's personality. I mean, he's kind of a high-strung, happy-go-lucky. He keeps the energy going, and they really have not suffered personnel losses. They have quarterback back. He's going to be playing for his contract, so I don't think they're going to have any letdown there. And odds on favorite, and I'm not revealing anything that you guys probably don't understand. I think they're a heavy favorite to go back and get it again.
Jim Fossil, our guest, of course, took the Giants to the Super Bowl back in 2000, and of course, the three playoff wins as well. Let me ask you, but I get, when I hear everyone say, oh, there's a lot of parity in the NFL, Jim, what I think of is, I think it can get misunderstood. I see that as week-to-week parity. Sure, yeah, anybody can beat anybody, and especially early on in the season. Where I don't think there's parity is, you got five or six teams that just do it all the right way, and they're always there, and you kind of got five or six teams that always aren't and really struggle. The Bills now are going on a decade and a half of being out of the playoffs. You know who the teams are, and I don't want to, you know, dive deep in on them. Browns, Raiders, Lions, Jaguars, they're always the perennial strugglers, whereas there are teams like Denver and Seattle and New England and now San Francisco with Harbaugh and Green Bay, and they do it all the right way. So there's parity week to week. Would you say there's not really parity in terms of who the great organizations are? They're consistent.
Well, the last thing you said, to me, I believe in 100% the organization. All right? When free agency came into play, okay, and they got Plan B and all that stuff, but when, you know, the salary cap came, free agency came in, ownership and upper management have as much to do with it as anything. I mean, to keep your team, build your team, get the right contracts, draft the right people, know when to cut a guy loose, know when to go out and spend a lot of money on a guy. It never, ever, ever in the history of the NFL since that came in does ownership, upper management have a huge voice in the success of the franchise. And like the teams you just mentioned, the ones that struggle all the time, take a look at them.
Yeah.
The ones that are successful, I mean, you got, you know, and I think another thing in there is that, you know, the, I don't know how exactly to say this, the coaches have to have the loudest voice in what's going on. And all those teams you mentioned, they do have a loud voice. There's not somebody above them telling them what you have to do.
Jim Fossil, I guess, on Brady and Walker. Not sure how many preseason games you saw of the St. Louis Rams, but if I would have told you a week ago that Michael Sam wouldn't even find himself on a practice roster today, would that have surprised you? And does it surprise you, Jim?
Yeah, it does. And my son's a special teams coach, coordinator with the Rams. And, you know, we talk. We don't get into the detail. I don't ask questions that, you know, that I don't want to talk about. But, you know, they're loaded at defensive end. I mean, they got great players at defensive end. So where does that transform for him? Special teams. And it's really hard to plug a defensive lineman into a lot of special teams. Okay? They play in a space close to the quarterback. But your special teams guys usually come from linebackers and DBs. That's the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
They run faster. They're used to playing an open field more, all those things. I was a little surprised that he didn't make the practice squad, especially because it went up to 10. But, you know, so many guys are defensive, offensive players of the year at Florida, Florida State, USC, all these, and they don't make it. They don't make the teams. They're all Americans. They don't make the teams. It happens all the time. And so it doesn't surprise me that he didn't make the team. It did surprise me that he didn't make the practice squad.
Yeah, college awards are tricky. I mean, we can go down the, Jimmy, you can go down the Gino Torettas and the Danny Werfels, and there's always a reason. We got about 45 seconds here. Let me ask you about the AFC. Andrew and I came on after the AFC Championship game last year, Denver, New England, and Denver won handily, but we said you could make a wager right now, and you might feel good about it, that you're going to see the Broncos and the Patriots again. Is there one team in the AFC, if there is one team, that could upset the apple cart and prevent another Brady Manning Patriots Broncos collision? Who would that team be?
Oh boy, that's a hard. you know, I don't know. At one time I thought maybe Kansas City, but they've had a bad preseason. So I don't know. I mean, it's really hard. It's going to be somebody that can stay injury free. It could be somebody like San Diego Chargers. I mean, they had a good year last year, and now they got the coach there, the coaching staff, and the system the second year, because they're talented. They've got good talent.